Way next at 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get the opportunity to spend some time talking about the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute in Bartlesville, better known as OLLIE, and I have several folks in here to talk to us about it. An OLLIE student who I think has been at all of my film classes. I'm going to start off with Virginia DeVries, and we'll get the rest of the voices in here. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a good time when we start new OLLIE classes, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best time of the year. You know, when you learn something new, it just makes you excited about life.
It does. You know, OLLIE classes, I hope I get this right, designed to keep the mind of a senior active, to get some new stuff out there. No homework, no textbooks, no tests. It's all good.
It is all good at OLLIE. And what makes it really good, our instructors are incredibly talented and kind and patient, in particularly with our art class that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
But
Encouraging, and they're all volunteers.
All volunteers. And the people that you meet who are taking those classes are just gems. They are. They just become friends, and we all look forward to getting together.
And we have, of course, 4 full days of OLLIE classes for the fall semester. Typically, it was 3 days and an evening for the fourth day, but we've filled up that fourth day, and we're going to be talking about at least the majority of those classes this morning, one way or the other. But I know that you want to spend a little bit of time talking about that art instructor that you came in so enthused, and what you brought her along to.
I tell you. Cheryl Bryan was our watercolor instructor last semester,
mm-hmm.
and she just opened up a whole new world for about 12 or 13 of us. Many of us had never picked up a brush in our lives, and were saying, well, if nothing else, we'll have some laughs. But we had more than laughs. We had just the best time, and we walked away with things we were proud to show, and we amazed ourselves. It was like learning to tie your shoe.
As a matter of fact, you brought them in, and you were enthusiastically showing them to me. And, you know, this from somebody who, at least from everything she tells me, hasn't had a brush in her hand, or certainly not for decades anyway, maybe as a youngster. But this was something that you could hang up and be proud to show off, Virginia.
Absolutely. And it was Cheryl who gave us that instruction and that encouragement to give it a try. She made the class fun and said, let's have a good time. Well, and we did.
I can tell you're having a good time talking about it. This is a Monday morning class this fall, and it will be starting, I believe, for 3 weeks, starting September 27th. That's 1 week a little bit later on than the rest of the classes start. But Pouring Watercolors with Cheryl Bryan. And Cheryl, I'm going to turn the microphone just a little bit more in your direction. Good morning. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning. Well, thank you for having us.
What makes you such a neat person that Virginia is raving about you?
Well, girl just wants to have fun.
I play that song frequently on KYFM. I know that song. But I had fun with paints as a youngster.
Yes.
I had a first grade teacher for an aunt that was very encouraging. But somewhere around, I don't know, 7th or 8th or 9th grade, I put the paints away, and I don't think I've done much with it, except maybe trying to make a wall all one color.
Well, it's just, as a kid, you know, sticking your paintbrush in that praying watercolor, which I don't recommend now,
mm-hmm.
but love professional watercolors. But it just gave you a thrill. And to me, this class is mainly to have fun. And if you like color, we're going to mask out certain areas and then just pour the paint. We're not going to use a brush till the very end. And we're going to do autumn leaves. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And the deal is, it might be a little messy, but I also still love that. So,
and I think painting, again, whether it's watercolors or any image that I have of, I don't care, Da Vinci or Van Gogh or whoever, they seem to be, at least in my mind, always a little bit of paint splattered. So that fits in with the stereotype.
Oh, this will be great, yes. We'll do a bit of that, yeah.
Virginia?
Well, I was going to say, we learned technique. We learned to wet the page down and when to do that, and we learned to paint it in different segments of the page. We learned to paint with a saran wrap finish on one to give it a different look. And we did all these beautiful colors with 3 to 4 little blobs of paint that we learned to mix colors.
Our three primaries.
And yeah. And we looked at that. We said, we're going to make this out of that. And she said, yeah, we can do this. So, boy, she challenged us. But everybody was very encouraging. And we all walked away with such smiles. Well, and good paintings.
And you've got a great facility to teach the class in, Bartlesville Art Association. Yes. Many people know it as the Price Tower Annex,
yes.
But Bartlesville Art Association moved in there, I may be exaggerating a little bit, but somewhere around 9 months ago, and they've made it their own.
Oh, it's a wonderful facility. It's just fabulous. And we appreciate the cooperation, you know, our partnership with the Price Tower, too. It's just been great.
Well, looking at some of the other classes, I want to Pepper Hume, who I also know, is doing another class for 3 weeks starting October 18th, gesture drawing. I don't know how she's going to get that one, but the course title sounds fun.
It I think it will be, because she's a fun person too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't have to have any drawing ability. You just come in. And she's going to teach you, you know, from scratch. So it's can be for beginners or advanced if people want that. She is so good. So I think that'll be a great one.
And then you're going to keep in the art frame of mind on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon, rather, from 1 to 3. This is something I think I might have fun with the watercolors. I'm not sure if I would do as well with the acrylics. 1 to 3 for the 6 week period. Painting painting the seasons, acrylics and some mixed media. But again, Debbie Finch has got a great reputation.
Yes, yeah.
Somebody who I think will make you smile all the way through.
Oh yes, I think all of us will. It's just to have a great time, be together, make new friends, learn new things. You can't beat that.
Now, when on your morning classes, when people sign up, and we'll get into more of this on the sign-ups, are you signing up for either your 3 weeks or the second 3 weeks? Or okay, we're getting a nod from the corner, so we'll talk about sign-ups later.
Okay.
But the Ollie courses are so much fun that for a couple of hours you immerse yourself in whatever the topic is, and you and your classmates together will enrich each other.
That's true. I heard a quote one time and I love it. It's kind of when you do art, you're on the right side of your brain instead of the analytical side, left side. And I heard one person say, it's like having a vacation without leaving home.
So, okay.
And that's really kind of what it feels like.
Yeah, I can see that, particularly if you're, and I've seen one of Virginia's landscapes, and I would want to take a vacation wherever she had that landscape.
Charlie?
Virginia, you are such an advocate for Ollie classes. You and your husband's picture was on one of the course brochures a year or two ago. You're at least one of our local poster children, if I can use that term, for the Ollie classes. You always have a lot of fun.
We do, because it brings a lot to us, and we learn so much. Sometimes we even take the classes in different cities that mm-hmm. Ollie offers, because they have campuses at Stillwater and Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and we'll take a day and do classes in another city. It's kind of a fun outing for us, and sometimes we get to see some of those college students we know too down there in Stillwater. So, it's a good thing for us. It's a good thing to bring new things into our conversation at home too.
And it all started several years ago with somebody who wanted to see if we could get the grant, and maybe you were hoping for, you know, 2 or 3 classes in Bartlesville, and now we've grown to 4 full days. So it's wonderful.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And Clary had that dream and got it to come true here in Bartlesville. We're going to take a short break and tell you how you can get signed up for the Ollie classes and find out more about the other courses that will be taught Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday when we continue on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialist on staff. EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time on a community connection, inviting you to the Bartlesville fall semester of OLLI classes, OLLI at OSU, if you're looking for it on the web. And site coordinator for OLLI, Marlo Bailey, joining us. And Marlo, you've been site coordinator now for Bartlesville and for Tulsa for, I don't know, a couple of seasons of OLLI. And you're here to kind of tell us how we can get signed up and a little bit more, right?
Yep, that's correct, Charlie. Actually, I've only been the site coordinator for Bartlesville, and this is only my second full year. I started in the fall of 17. But I tell you, the wonderful thing about being site coordinator is, of course, I get to attend all the classes, even though I don't get to be as actively participating because I do have other functions I have to perform as site coordinator. But I did want to speak a little bit about the options. As Charlie mentioned, OLLI at OSU is a grant from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and it is a membership-based program. And there's a couple of ways, a couple of different levels of membership, and after I'm through with this, I'll tell you how you can sign up. The one that Virginia was talking about, where she gets to take classes at all the different locations, we have them in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Stillwater, and here in Bartlesville.
And that's the best buy overall.
It is. It's at $200, and it's for an academic year. And the academic year runs from July 1st to June 30th. So that would be from July 1st of this year to June 30th of next year. That would give you the opportunity to take classes all across the state. And Tulsa and Stillwater, especially Tulsa, has even more classes than Bartlesville. Now, a little bit more budget-minded, you might want to go with the $40 annual membership. Runs the same time period, but it only gives you access. It gives you membership, but then you have to pay $25 per class. So the best value is obviously the $200 unlimited membership, but there is the $40 annual membership as well. So there's different ways to sign up. Right now, our catalog is available online at education.okstate.edu/OLLI. That's OLLI. So again, that's education.okstate.edu/OLLI. Now, we're about to distribute a bunch of printed catalogs of our classes, and it will have all the different locations, as does the online catalog. We'll get those printed catalogs out here at various places around town. There is a tear-off registration page on the back of that that you can submit by mail. You can also call the OLLI office. That number is 405-744-5868. That's down in Stillwater. And you can even sign up the first day of class. So those are the different ways that you can enroll. There's options for books for some of the classes. Those are optional, and there's some material fees on some of the art classes. But all in all, it's a phenomenal value, especially Charlie's class. He does a film class on Thursday evenings where they watch a full film. You know what it costs to go to a movie these days. So for the $25 for his class.
And other classmates bring the brownies and the popcorn.
Yes. Yeah, most of our classes, we do have coffee and cookies. Now, we do have some classes this semester that are new to me that are going to be at Tri-County Tech. So I have to get a little bit of, I have to do a little bit of preliminary shuffle here before the classes begin and figure out exactly what all I can do at some of our newer locations. But the BAA, the Bartlesville Art Association, we have great coffee and cookies there. If you've got time, Charlie, I'll run through the class real quick.
Please do.
Okay, so our classes are going to start Monday, September 17th. And all of our Monday classes are held at the Arvest Bank on Adams. Our Monday morning classes, which is from 10 to 12, this fall is going to start with Writing the Short Memoir, Part 2. Those of you who took short memoir one with Sydney Brammer last fall.
And she uses the French word for two, so yeah. But part deux.
Yeah, part deux, but I thought this is not necessarily, if you miss the first half of her class, it is not a big deal. And I was so shocked at how many people love this. I am not a writer myself, so this was a phenomenal class, and people got to share their stories or not, but it's a wonderful class. Then in the afternoon on Mondays, it's a class called Taproots, an oral history project. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with the Bartlesville Women's Network, but Taproots is a series of interviews with some founding female members of our community and in the state. And that's going to be taught by Betty Keim and Kay Little. You may remember them from the Bartlesville history class we had last fall. So that's Monday at Arvest. Tuesday classes are going to be held at the Bartlesville Public Library on the second floor. Mornings from 10 to 12 will be retired judge Jan Dreiling. She'll be doing Alice Paul and the National Women's Party, the last 10 years of the struggle for women's suffrage.
Alice is an interesting story, and I don't know much about her, but her life overall was just very interesting. So you'll definitely want to sit in with that one. Jan knows everything there is to know about the topic.
Oh, I think, and I've heard that this, although she has taught on this subject many times, I understand never have two classes been the same. Not only that, but I'm hearing through the grapevine that this may be the last time she covers this topic. So it will certainly be worth looking into. Now, in the afternoons on Tuesday, this should be killer. It's called Once Upon a Time in Bartlesville with Rita Thurman Barnes. And she's definitely a gal around town, and I think that one's going to be fascinating.
If you just see all of her Facebook posts on Once Upon a Time in Bartlesville with all the old pictures, she can get that is a class all in itself right there.
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to that. Okay, so on Wednesday, we're having classes at Tri-County Tech over on Nowata Road this time, and morning is going to be Bridge for Beginners. That's bridges in the card game. I know I say that with some humor because I know nothing about bridge. That's being taught by Henry Robin. In the afternoon from 1 to 3 at Tri-County is DNA and Genealogy with Barbara Schaff. I understand this is some new, I don't really understand it, some new technique for contacting or locating various family alliances.
I have an acquaintance that recently sent in, and I don't remember which one of the chromosome reassembling thing. I'll say it was 23andMe, but it might be one of the others.
Yeah.
But she was able to take that and plug it into Ancestry.com, and it just opened up a whole new set of information links, and I'm sure the genealogy people can tell a whole lot more about it than I'm going to do sitting here.
Yeah, me as well, because I know it's an unbelievably popular subject. My mom has done the Ancestry.com, and it was fascinating to find what we found out. So Thursday classes, like Charlie said, are all going to be at the Bartlesville Art Association, at least during the day. Thursday evening is, of course, Charlie's class at the United Unitarian Universalist Church on Seneca. That's his film class. This fall, he's going to concentrate on conspiracy theory films. Ones dealing with assassinations, takeovers, and government plots should be killer topical, seeing as how we're in election year. But on Thursday at BAA during the Bartlesville Artists Association during the day, Monday morning, as we talked at Cheryl's class on pouring watercolors, that is for 3 weeks. Then Mondays, for the second 3 weeks of our semester, will be the gesture drawing with Pepper Hume. And then all 6 weeks on Thursday afternoons from 1 to 3 will be that acrylics and mixed media with Debbie Finch. So mainly I just wanted to mention that it's a membership-based program. We've got two levels of membership, $40 and $200. If you get the $200 membership, there's no class fee. The $40 membership, you pay $25 per class. And again, you can get our whole lowdown of what's available at education.okstate.edu/Ollie. And on the left side there, you'll see our various cities, Bartlesville, Tulsa, etc. Poke on that, and you'll get the classes specific for that area.
Okay. Virginia, you look like you're about ready for the last word on this thing.
I just wanted to say that if you need help with membership money, you can contact OSU Ollie, and they can help you with scholarship. And also, if you're thinking you might like to take a class, well, the first class you can visit for free. If you go back a second time, you're going to pay for the class. So you can give it a try, except for some of the classes that are closed because of space. You need to call ahead and see if you can get into that class. The art classes are sometimes restricted to space. But if you want to try an Ollie class, come and try it. Come, you'll find people there you know, and you'll have a grand experience.
Sounds like a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, it is. Thanks, guys, for coming in this morning. That's Cheryl, Virginia, and Marlo, and our Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. And we'll go ahead and check the forecast from Alan Crone.
We're tracking the potential again for some showers and storms across southern Kansas and part of North